Hello.
Love to laugh with B, Becca.
And Erin.
Hey, we're glad to be
here. Every day.
Every day. Lest we forget. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about B&E with B. That's breaking and entering with Becca and Erin. And if you happen to tune in to our last episode, I thought of another couple of movies that, of course, I thought of too late, which was the first Highlander. And another one, which I don't know why I really liked, was The Clan of the Cave Bear. So.
As in, I have good sex scenes.
If you had tuned in last time. Exactly what I meant. So. Why would you think of something later and you're like, oh, there was that one. Oh, and there was that one. How could I forget? So, but today.
Didn't want to leave those out.
So, before I guess we get into like our first thing we remember, we kind of mentioned already about breaking into Merck's.
Yes.
Which was the neighbor behind your parents' house on their property, and he was behind them. This little cabin, and that's where we started watching our first porns on VHS. And then we talked about how your dad, or how he caught us, or okay, so clarify one more time.
Yeah.
How your dad ended up finding out?
Merck caught us. With his camera, he set up a camera so the second he walked in the door, it would trigger it and it would take your picture. Oh. And unbeknownst to us, we didn't know that happened, but then he took that picture.
Me, you, and your brother.
Uh-huh. Or probably just me and you.
Like, the window.
Showed it to my dad.
Well, you know, I've been talking about this. Awesome. I swear someone was coming in and breaking in.
Saw little faces in the windows and I felt like something was weird.
Never guess who I got.
Well, I won't admit to that one, but
thank God they didn't tell my mom or anything.
Oh my God.
Or I don't even know if Ed was in the picture then, but I'm just really glad. Like they hopefully just blew it as, oh, there's kids, I'll talk to them.
Yeah.
Give a good
Erin, don't go to Mark's anymore.
Right. Give a good
talk. Okay.
Listen.
We'll just move on to other places, other neighbors. We have plenty of other neighbors.
Right. Speaking of, our favorite neighbor, the Duprees.
Babe.
Oh, and full disclaimer, we were under 18 when all of this took place. We were minors, and there's got to be some kind of like statutory limitation. Some time frame.
This is all made up anyway, so.
Yeah, exactly, sure. Yeah, it's all fake. None of this is real anyways. Just know that.
Just know that.
Oh, we're all in a fantasy. Anyway. The Duprees, yes. And they had like a bazillion animals. I remember just in there, because they had the trailer. And then they had like, I don't know, 30 cages behind their area, right?
I don't know if there's that many, but
they had tons of pigs.
Cats, dogs.
Yeah, I mean.
Goats, maybe?
Yeah, I think, I think they actually did have goats. They did not have horses, nothing that big.
No.
They were all, like, smaller, but a ton of different animals in the back. And they had, like, 6 kids. And I think they were all girls, right?
Yeah, there's 4 of them.
Oh, there's 4. 4 girls. And so they were all kind of younger than, they were younger than us. And I don't know why they were gone quite a bit. I feel like they weren't home that often because we were able to bring it to their house a few times.
Well, their mom always had to go get cigarettes or.
Yeah, probably.
This or that.
To drive all the way into town.
Yep.
Because we were in the mountains.
Damn it.
So it took like half an hour to get to Albuquerque.
Yeah, so that's a good hour.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Not even factoring anything else. So I remember, like, we would go in and, oh, one time I remember, like, we'll go in and trash the place. We'll just pull everything out, pull out, make it a mess. It'll be insane. They won't know what to do, and they'll make them clean, you know, around their area, because even outside of their house was dirty and trashy and kept up.
Yeah. So it didn't even matter that we made a
Yeah,
mess
exactly.
because it was
So
dirty.
we
It
go
was a
in and we're
mess.
kind of starting to like throw things around, and we're realizing like
Doesn't
into,
look any
yeah,
different.
like, it doesn't look, it still looks the same. There's just crap everywhere. So I think we just scrapped that and just, I don't know, probably poked around in cupboards and ate some from the fridge.
I thought we found money. Did she have her
Yeah,
a wallet on the counter?
I think the dad or something, right, had changed something by the bed. Made a
Yeah.
few bucks with it. I mean, nothing amazing. I mean, I don't think we walked out ever with like more than 20 bucks.
No, we took 100.
We took 100? Oh shit. Dude, where did, you must have found that, 'cause I remember like a change on the side of the bed. There was 100 in that one. Oh. What do we do that with it then? Oh, I bet you we went to the Pandarosa. Led you
Yeah,
into the
and then probably went
bought some
and bought a bunch of
Mexican
candy.
food. Yep, went to the convenience store. Ton of candy.
Gotta get rid of this
What
money.
do we do with this? It's so much. Holy crap.
Then there was that one time when I came home,
Well,
we were still in the house.
I think that's probably what triggered them to. There's things missing because it wasn't our map or like some stupid change thing I took.
The door unlocked or the back door unlocked or something like
Oh
that. We
yeah, it
knew.
wasn't hard. Yeah, to get in. Yeah, we didn't break into any windows or anything.
Didn't break
We just
in.
knew they
We
were
walked
there.
in.
Went in. Pretty much. Like, we're in the mountains. Who would bother? Oh, bored teenagers. That's who.
Not me.
Oh my God.
And then one time we broke into her car because she would always leave her purse in her car. And we're like, well, we'll just sneak around the house and get into her purs.
Yep, and just
Yeah,
grab it, just right out the window. Sneak away. And then I think we talked about, like, we'll slit the tires there or something. Or, excuse me.
but we never did
No,
that.
I think we talked about that. Like, we'll let the air out. Well,
If she comes after me, I'm gonna slash her
not even
tires.
stupid.
Yeah,
And I think we tried to sneak up on the car. Right, but then
she came
she
out.
caught us, suddenly we had to like run away. No,
As
she
good as we thought
saw
we weren't that good.
who it was. Yeah, I don't know if she specifically saw us, but she definitely heard something and yeah, totally foiled our plans, so we did not end up with the purse at all. And then I mean, I think the worst part, of course, was I don't even know if we ditched school. It must have been the summer then. I'm like, how do we have less time during the day? It must have been the summertime. So they were gone, and we knew that because the oldest girl, she was bragging about like how they had puppies, how the other dogs just had a bunch of puppies and stuff. And we were like, oh, great. Another whole eight animals you guys
Can't
need
take
over there.
care of.
Okay, yeah, exactly.
Someone take care of it for you.
So, exactly. So you and I went over and decided we could get these puppies better homes than the homes that they
We took
had.
all of them.
So we took all of them. I don't even know how we got them to follow us because we didn't have a box
There
or
were a bunch of
anything,
them,
I
like
don't
six
think.
of
There was at least 6 to 8. Like, I remember a ton of them, and they're all because they had mutts. So they're all different. And yeah, we totally walked around our whole neighborhood, our whole area. Like, it took us a while. And we went to every door. We were like knocking on doors, like, you want a free puppy? Do you want a free puppy? Do
Take them
you want a free
all
puppy?
away. All of
Yep.
them.
All of them were great. Yeah. And I remember like them coming around. I don't know if they were driving around. And we were walking along the road, and they asked us if we had seen them or anything. And we were like, "You're what? No, no idea. No. Sorry if we see you. We'll let you But
And then there was the other neighbor.
I don't.
I don't remember his name.
Oh. We'll talk about what we did to the house before that neighbor, though.
Oh, because the other neighbors moved out. They just left everything there.
Or not. I think they got evicted. I think they got evicted.
They did, but they left all their animals and all their stuff.
Very quickly.
Huh?
And then shitload of stuff
so
behind.
So we went inside and made a mess. There was
we
like
didn't
a
have to
toxic
break.
Thing.
No, it was terrible. Oh, it's nasty
that's
inside
awful.
The little trailer. Oh, it's disgusting. There was clothes all over the place, and something stunk. And remember, outside he had left. They had left like animals in their cages that had passed on, were already kind of rotting. And there was like loose cats, and I think I don't know if there was dogs.
Well, I think they all died. Yeah.
So they had like all these animals that they just left and died outside, and. Yeah, we went inside and there was all kinds of crap in there. And then I know they had these baseball cards.
Yeah.
I think it was,
yeah.
there also football? I think it was a mix, like a baseball and football. I don't think there was basketball, actually. And we were like, score! Like, we took a ton of these cards. I think it was the only thing we found in the house that was like worth taking.
But everything else we just destroyed.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anything else we left, we found a way to have fun with it. We trashed the place because no one was there. We knew no one was coming back. Like, no one would know what condition it was in. Like, I remember like, we went on the roof and started throwing off the tires. It was
yes!
like holding down the tarp for the roof.
Because
we were just destroying everything. And... I think your brother Chris brought a BB gun over and was like playing with the BB gun and then like shot one of the windows and we were inside or something. So we came out like yelling at him, like, you know, what are you
thinking? Yeah, especially get the BB gun away.
Like, well, you gotta make sure we're out of there before you shoot at it.
But then, of course, we take the gun and we start shooting at it. And break all the windows.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have some fun. It's always fun when glass shatters. Yeah, that was terrible. We trashed that place so much.
But then, lo and behold, somebody else moves in.
And then, so what else moved in? And was it that same trailer? Do you know, or did he put his own trailer there?
He lived in that same one for a while, and then later on, he brought his own. But yeah, it was the same one.
Oh, so he did live in there first.
Oh,
worked
that.
Pride. I think it had a hole in the floor and like things were coming in and out of the floor. Like animals. Oh, yeah, it was yeah. Sad. But yeah, so then he moved in. So we thought like, oh, we can go over there and we'll just see what we can, you know, because we've been in there before, so we know how to get in, you know. And we go in and actually he's cleaned up really nice. Everything's in order and clean, no problem. And we couldn't really find anything to really take. So I remember we just took like popsicles from the freezer.
And of course, he noticed. Like, who knows?
Right. And he's like, oh, right. They probably counts over. So like, I'm the only one here. There was four. Now there's two.
And
what the hell?
All the good ones are gone.
Right. Yeah. My favorites. No.
Again, I forgot what was a popsicle do.
Vengeance will be had. So I honestly don't even know how he thought it was us unless he caught us like walking through his property, maybe.
I'm sure he just
I don't
talked
know.
To Mark and everybody else in the neighborhood.
Oh,
yeah, I can't believe
you think we have a gang of hooligans around here. No, don't be fooled. He's these two teenage pain in the ass girls. Awesome, Ruckus.
Yeah, so he told my dad.
So like,
stop breaking into people's houses.
I know. Yeah, that was like the last like big talking to we had.
Fine.
Like, stop this, you're gonna get into serious trouble, you know.
Got grounded. Who knows?
Yeah, no, I think we both got punished for that one. Like, I hope those popsicles are worth it.
Next time you get that police,
They probably
get
were.
the
They were his
police
favorite
for
flavor.
popsicles.
Ooh, so good. Right.
Then what else?
That, like, nothing really too much for breaking and entering. We were terrible little thieves, though. Because, we were poor, so yeah, we just steal from anywhere. There's a store, like, around the corner from us at the school. That, I mean, I think it was just concessions, like a little gift shop, little trinkets. And I know the lady was probably suspicious, probably because I was half-assed. She got a half-assed on me stealing literature.
Yes.
And I caught, like, I think I stole, like, three little, those little beanie baby, but they're animals. It was a bunch of different animals, but they had the little beans in them. I think I took, like, a couple of those from there. I don't know why.
Because it was like our goal to steal from every store.
Right. I know. And then, you and I definitely probably turned into competition.
Yes.
Like, you
Who
can do it better. Let's see who can
can
win
steal
more.
more?
Let's see who can do the most. So terrible. And what's worse is they were like, all those girls, like, they would never. Right.
Unbeknownst to
We
them.
just
Quite the opposite.
that. No, man. And then up at our, there's one convenience store at the top of Tejeras Canyon, one that was enough, like probably within 20 miles. And next to it, there was a couple of outlet shops. And I know that I stole a pocket knife from them, and it had like an eagle on it with a flag. And it's funny that I didn't remember that, for years. And I gave it to my son. Later, it occurs to me, like, oh my gosh, you actually got this. I'm like, oh shoot, I gave it to my son. Oh no.
Our son treasured it. Mom worked hard
You're
for this
welcome.
one.
Here's a great gift from your mom. stained with five finger discount and blood. That's okay. But then, like, we grew up pretty poor. I mean, we lived in trailers in the mountains. Your mom, your parents built your house.
That's why we're stealing.
I don't.
We don't have money to buy
It
it.
was.
Well, then I'll take
Nope.
it. I
Then you had to
guess.
resort to something else. And unfortunately, sometimes you can get pretty good at it. Probably not nowadays, cameras and
Yeah,
all
who isn't
this.
just
Like,
doing it now?
no, definitely not. Like, things have definitely changed. There's no way you could get away with what we had gotten away with. Never. And I remember, I went in a convenience store after school and was stupid enough to steal. Oh my gosh, again, another popsicle. What is it? Those three, it's like red, white, and blue popsicles with the little ridges. Okay, so I don't know. I stole one of those from the, I don't think it was a Circle K or Kmart or 7-Eleven, one of those places. And I remember going outside and I'm like, stupid enough to eat it outside of the parking lot. Well, I clearly know you didn't pay for that, so here. And I was like, oh shit, so stupid. And then I went back in and he's asking me, like, what's my name? And, like, I told some fake random name. And then he's like, what's your mom's number? And I just gave him some random number. And he was just like, okay, I'll be calling them tonight. I don't want to see your face in the store again. And I was like, okay. And then I think just took the bus, went home or whatever. Because, I mean, everything I gave him was wrong. Terrible.
Wishing you would come back. We'll take
Honestly, it
Carmen.
was a long line of bad stealing decisions because my mom, I grew up in apartments, right? Like, it was me, my sister, my single mom working all the time. So, no, that's unfortunately what I had to resort to a lot.
Your mom never knew.
You know, no, there was even once I think she caught me at a grocery store because She found the candy in my room when she was after laundry or something. She was like, "How'd you get all this?" And I was like, "Well, Mom, while you were shopping, I got all kinds of other stuff." And so she got mad at me, and I think took that candy away from me and maybe grounded me for a few days. But I mean, you know, my mom was terrible with keeping her
Can't be
punishments.
grounded if your mom's not there.
You know, she grounded me. I could still watch TV. I could still do what I wanted. And she probably gave me my candy back. Like, it was terrible. Which is why I was a little shit. Exactly.
Your candy.
Well, that'll do it. All right there. That's great parenting. And I'm just like, oh, you idiots. I've already stolen five more things since we were talking. No. Oh boy. But in my defense, not that there is a defense. Because
Yeah, there's always
there's
a
no
defense.
excuse for
Plead the fifth.
no, please defend. I never stole from family or friends. It was only like stores. Or neighbors we didn't like. I never stole from like anyone close. Like I wouldn't go over to like your house or your relatives or you know anyone we knew, like or my relative, you know what I mean? Like no. That was never. Some relative comes over. She's like, "I recognize
I know, are you
that.
sure you didn't? Because
We're
I can't
for
remember.
20
I can't
years."
even remember you giving me stuff from your grandma's
Oh,
house.
right. You gave it to me. What? I did not give it to you. I filed a police report.
You're like, Mom, we cannot have friends or family over. We
Ooh.
got way too much paraphernalia here.
No.
No.
I have morals. Come on.
No.
Did you honestly ever really steal before you met me?
No.
No. No.
Don't
Never
think
been left.
so.
Never you thought of it. Never crossed your mind. Never.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
And you're like,
I
what?
think I did. I
You probably never acted on it. And then I was like, I'm gonna act on it. And you're like, ooh,
Exactly.
yeah, we will too. If you can get away with it, I can. And we did.
You made it look so easy.
Oh, so easy. I remember not only like we talked about stealing from candy from the library, we had those little chocolates that we'd sell and eat. I don't know, it must have been a school fundraiser thing. Because it wasn't like Girl Scouts or anything like that. So I think it was this fundraiser school thing. And a bunch of people love these like mint and caramel little chocolates.
Especially us.
So you and I got the clever idea of like, we can open the corner of this package and take a few out, eat them, and then give them the boxes that they had bought. And still, the rest of it sealed, like they'd never know. I
I
think
assume
we like.
they knew because he would eat like three-fourths of the box.
Right. They're like, what the hell? Three left. So bad. And it's so funny. I remember those same chocolates because we had like, you had the normal cafeteria line where you went into the cafeteria. And then in high school, or was it middle school? Actually, this was middle school. Then when there was a different setup for like, Pizza Hut pizza, if you want to buy the slice.
The snack bar.
Different stuff. Yeah, it was a separate line. And there was these like boxes of chocolate just right next to these people at the separate line that they were selling. And I remember we were sitting there at lunch and I don't even know how it came up. And one of you was like, "I dare you to go up and just take a box of those chocolates we like." And I was like, "Okay." And it was so busy in the cafeteria. And I just walked up, walked over like, I owned the place or whatever. Didn't no suspicious, no looking around, nothing. I just went up, walked to the thing, grabbed a box, came back, sat down, and you guys are all,
Started
what the hell? I can't believe you just did that. I was like, oh, you're welcome. Dessert's on me. Terrible. Terrible. I don't know.
terribly fun.
Terribly fun, yes.
What's so wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that. And of
Nothing.
course, like now my husband's very moral and he's like, no, you want to pay for everything because you want to give credit to that company that you enjoy buying. You know, even when like I buy okay, like the other day a cilantro, right? I got an organic cilantro, but when I typed it in for the self-checkout, just cilantro came in or something. Or no. It was both organic and the regular came up and I clicked on the regular. Just we had a ton of other produce. And I clicked on the regular and just threw it in, and later he was just like, you know, you really should have clicked on the organic because you want to give credit to the organic. We want to promote that. You want to, they want to buy, you want, they want to get more in. He like gave me this lecture about like, you want to promote things you like. And I was just like, okay, you're right. I'm sorry. I'll click organic next time. I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell them to charge me the difference. That's so true. I feel so bad. Those poor organic farms. I'm sorry. For yeah, it's just so funny, so different. But
No, quite the
that's
opposite.
you know.
Like it was really up to you. You never even noticed. What do you even? You did notice. You're like, pfft, good. Good for me.
I can't believe we're already 26 minutes. How time flies.
Jeez Louise.
I know. Crazy.
Time
Well,
always flies.
and just for our listeners, we don't want these to get too long because, I mean, after 45 to an hour, you're just like, okay, like, okay,
Right.
wrap it up, wrap it up. Like,
Like,
I've
we
listened
finally
to you long
wrapped it
got other things to do. So. Yeah,
minutes.
exactly. Yeah, all right. Take the but we've been terrible about giving our information out. So I want to give Aaron, I want to give you time to give all our information out for anyone who's listening and has anything they want to ask or anything. So tell everyone.
Yes, if you have any suggestions, comments, concerns, you want to be on the show with us, we could asking us a question or just want to be on. We can make fun of you.
Who doesn't want that? We all want you'll get off the call leaving worse than you already did. We guarantee. Okay,
Me right up, I promise. Us an email to love to laugh with BE at gmail.com. It's love to laugh with the number two. So love number two laugh with BE at gmail.com. Send us your comments and questions and concerns. I'd love to hear from you anytime.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can tell like if there's anything that you want or you want to hear or you'd like us to talk about or
Yeah.
anything. I mean, we're pretty open. We
Definitely.
any topic we'll just go off on.
No topic is taboo,
Yeah,
obviously.
I'm sure we got some kind of story. But anything off the wall, off the cuff or yeah, send it in. And don't be hurt if we make fun of anything. Just be a little more lighthearted like we are. Keep
Exactly.
up. Just learn to
One
love for
person.
yourself like we do. Just laugh and it's a great release.
Yes, please laugh. Be happy. Don't be so concerned about nothing,
Yeah.
especially about what other people think, which is going to be one of our future subjects.
Yep. And that's it, which is like another thing, which was why we wanted to love to laugh with B, because really just remember to be in the moment, be happy, be thankful you're alive, just try to enjoy whatever you have. And the choice really is up to you. So, all right, with that, I guess we'll close off till next time, but we're hoping you enjoyed this episode and tune in.
Thank you for joining
Yep,
us.
until next time. Okay, bye. Our closing just is just be like 30 seconds as much just laughing at the end. Okay, half that was fake and then I
Like this.
realized. I think I don't even know. Anyways. Fake laughing. Okay. All right. All right, for real. All right, till next time. We'll see you.
No, for real, for
All
real.
right. Bye.
Bye.